Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And smell the roses. Mac Davis, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Country Song of the Day.
Your turn, William.
Might be the best selection ever.
Whoa.
Of questionable song of the day. Because it's just a unique pick. For unique.
What? Yeah.
The most Agreed. Unique pick that he's ever had. Ever.
One of them.
Yes. Mac Davis, I can see him. Curly hair.
Yeah.
Curly hair.
Really curly.
Really curly
Tight
hair.
Tight curls.
Yes. Big hair. Big hair. Oh. So the chance of you said, hey, listen, name off 400 singers from the 70s, it might be Mac Davis. Probably doesn't make the list.
It might not.
Might not make the list.
Low.
But when you said Mac Davis, right, I'm like, hold it. Intrigued. Remember what he looked like. Remember a few of his. And then Jake pulls this one out. So the song's probably in the 7-9 to 8-1s, and I'm going to go 9-0-0-1. Just because of Mac Davis, and then that Jake selected this incredible song, and in 1974, what was it, Steve?
Better Times.
Yeah, no kidding. Imagine hearing that song driving to work. Hang on, things are a little rough right there. Yeah,
stop and smell the roses.
Yeah, get a Marlboro out, roll the window down.
People, I guarantee you, Mac Davis smokes a Marlboro.
Guarantee it, 100%.
He had kind of leathery skin.
Yeah.
He did. hey, that was right after Phil Ruhlman, too. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how this happens. Jake brought in Phil Ruhlman for an event, and Phil was incredible. Okay. And then he went with Mac Davis, Stop and Smell the Roses. Guys, here's what we're going to do.
Thank you for identifying that.
When we're done with this last section here, we're going to sign off. And this is it for the
guys. We're not signing off.
Should we not sign off?
We're here for the duration.
Because we can't top this. No matter what happens, the show, we've hit the pinnacle, and it's gonna nosedive from here on out.
There is some magic that happened, though. Phil Ruhlman was here. By the way, Phil, very authoritative figure.
Yes.
I mean, this was...
Number 73, no. I'll be in the room. What about your brother? No.
Sign up next month, Trump. Sorry.
Phil came here and laid down the law.
Yes.
And we're going to have an event. And then Jake played this song, which I don't know, Jake. I'm like, I just can't say much more than what Bill said. It's a very surprising, very interesting song. Very interesting song.
Questionable.
There's a symphony. When there's a song that's accompanied by a symphony, that's amazing. There was, you know, violins.
Can you imagine if you're driving and you're angry coming down 6 because you're behind a 16-row planner? I got to get going.
I'm busy.
Then all of a sudden you hear this.
Stop and smell the roses.
Nelson's like, hang on, time out. I'm just on Highway 6 drive. I'm fine. Imagine your boss freaking out. No, I was behind a 16-year-old planner, so I'm a little bit late. But just stop and smell
the
roses.
I guarantee you Phil stops and smells the roses.
Yeah.
We're going to stop and smell the roses at Ruhlman's. That's going to be fun, by the way. So sign up, please. Jake, hi. Like, I'm in the bell range. The symphony gets me on that song.
The symphony, thank you, Steve.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, and the words. I think he said you could hear the word of God coming from bumblebees.
I heard the word of God at some point. I didn't hear the bumblebees part, but I need to get
into that world. let's see, 9.117. Yes.
Hey, ratings. Ratings here, YouTube first, then we'll get to the text line. Troy, 4.5. Chris, 2.3.
Al, come on, guys.
Al, 4. Nels in Montana, 5.
Come on, guys.
Brad, 3.3. Albert, 5. Low scores
Whoa,
so far.
Oh, Heyman, 5.0.
Yeah.
Heyman.
Heyman, come on. Be better.
Rick,
be better.
Ryan in California, 7.1. Now, that's better. Fritz in Lincoln, 8.4.
Fritz.
Houston, 3.4. Brett and Bertrand, 2. Lyle in Omaha, 6.5. Casey and Stewart, meh. 4.7.
Underwhelming.
Who's Columbus?
Bert.
One. One from Bert. It's
underwhelming.
It's Mac
scores.
Davis with an orchestra.
Guys, don't. What about Phil? He was just here.
He was.
It's almost like it's also you gave Phil a one, Bert.
Someone says that is the worst song I have ever heard. Zero.
No, it's not.
I don't know if I believe that.
No. I can't even read what Derek texted in, Ellie's dad. I can't even read it on air.
You can't?
We'll get it off air.
You can't?
It wasn't really positive about the song.
Oh.
Jennifer, 6.9, Hubby, 6. By the way, they will be at, they said they'll be at the show.
Good.
Nice.
They're awesome.
Yes.
Brad and Jennifer.
Yes.
Oh, that will be incredible.
Jake, yeah, Jake in Utica, 3.
Will Jake be at the show from Utica?
I don't know, but C. Munden says negative 10.
Okay, negative, what's going on? What am I missing here, Jake?
I don't know. They're not in as good a mood as you guys are, apparently.
I'm not in that great a mood.
I pictured Mac Brown smoking a cigarette singing that song.
Leathery skin.
Leathery skin.
Yeah.
Tan.
Dan. The huge fro.
Blue shirt.
Yes.
Mac Davis, 8.8. There we go. It's better. Beef Tacos, 6.8. Never heard the song. Liked it, though.
Yeah. Beef Taco.
Sean and DeWitt, 5.7. Sebastian, 10. Hey, we got a 10 from Sebastian, so we'll take that. Not very high scores for Mac Davis, but song of the day, Stop and Smell the Roses from 1974, Mac Davis.
Can I ask a question?
Please do.
I think I asked this for Bill, too. What inspired that?
Yeah, that's a great one.
You know.
What?
That was not a song I really knew that well. Just I did some research, liked the sound of it, went with it.
Did some research.
Yeah, just checking out some songs. I'm trying to learn some new songs myself. What? I'm trying to. I'm trying to learn some songs. So,
I don't get the research part.
What'd you type in?
I typed in roses.
What'd you type in?
You know, some 70s 80s
gold
country. You know, yeah. Basically.
Just type in next time 70s country gold.
Yes.
And see what comes up.
Before that was in the top 100 songs of the decade. Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it. Some songs I don't like, I don't play them. So that's why I don't play songs I don't like. Yeah. All right. It is time, without further ado, for the mailbag.
The bag.
Here we go. The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, no.
You won't get hacked if you talk to our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state. Free consultation at AppliedConnective.com. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. One-stop shop.
Just imagine all of a sudden. Imagine we walk in here early in the morning.
Yep.
And Jake's like, we're under. There's a ransom out.
We have a problem.
We have a ransom out. Someone
a ransom?
Someone's taken over our account and they want money for it. And how does that, how do you stop that from happening?
Will.
Yeah, Will from Fullerton will get that done. Will anyone from Applied Connect be representing at Ruhlman Steakhouse?
Please.
Chime in.
Let us know if we have anybody that will be doing that. That'd be great.
We'd love to see Will with some of your workers and spouses if you have them. That'd be great.
If you don't, call somebody. Work on your relationships.
We go to the bag. Wyatt, it says in 2018... Wyatt. Long time ago, Jake made cut-ups from audio of the broadcast for Husker football games. It was the opening intro and what got me hooked on the show. Just curious if Nebraska has a good or great season. Will the cut-ups come back to the show? Yes. They missed a bowl game for 7 straight years. It wasn't fun doing negative opens every day. So if they have a good year, I'll bring that back. Yes. But if it's always about losing and pain, that gets old pretty quickly. So that's why I stopped doing that for years.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple thousand dollars in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/hiddentruecrime or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/hiddentruecrime.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a great question.
That'd be horrible if you let into the show. And the kick from Iowa,
right?
Good.
Did people want that? Like, maybe once in a while, but all the time? No, that was painful.
He'll bring that back. That'll come back this year. We'll have a great season.
Good question, though.
Yeah, good question.
Okay,
thank
here's
you.
Anthony in Sabetha, Kansas, age 40.
Sabetha
says, "Good morning, Stoolers." Once. He said Stoolers.
That's a new one.
I like it.
He
like
says, once you get done shopping and have your purchase items in your vehicle, what do you do with the shopping cart? A, prop the front wheel of the cart on the curb in the grass so it doesn't roll around. B, leave your cart unhinged and unbridled so it can look for a vehicle to hit. Or C, return your cart to the cart corral.
Cart corral.
Or a cart return like a decent human being.
Cart corral every time.
Cart corral, there's a really good chance if there's a wayward cart that I'll also man that one. I'll bring that one back in.
I can't
also
say that I do that, but
it's happened before. No, if there anyone, that's me. That I don't litter and I don't leave my cart just rain. But when I see them, sometimes when you go to pull into a stall and you can't because someone has left their cart there, I'm like, really?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, why do you do that?
Now, but, now, don't.
Can
be
you make?
I can't be judgmental. That's
no,
crap.
I'm judging. You want to get judged? Try me. Yeah, I'm being judgmental on some of
this. Try to defend somebody leaving a cart.
Well, I'm not trying to defend
when there's corrals everywhere.
This isn't like 1964. You got to take the cart all the way back to the store.
Right, they're outside.
They have spots no matter where you park it at Walmart, Hy-Vee, Target. There's a place within 9 seconds tops to get to. I mean,
20 yards.
Yes,
20 yards.
I can't also imagine propping the wheel in the grass so it doesn't roll. Like, okay, it's not in a parking spot. But
just take a hard look when you're around. There's carts everywhere.
There's carts.
It's mayhem.
It's fun, though, to push, to stand at the front of the cart corral and whip it in there.
Yeah.
You know, just hammer it in there. You know? It is. I did it.
Oh, I tell you one thing, the less appreciated, I love the young men and women that go out and bring the carts back.
When they get, you'll see a young guy with like 30 of them.
30 carts.
And he's like,
they're out in the rain sometimes, out in the cold.
He had this apparatus and he was tied to the back and he was pulling it.
Ooh.
And it was like, but it was, when I see those people, I'm like, oh, I love those guys.
Yeah, 30 might be a little much. I don't know if he can do 30, but you can probably do 12.
I've seen a lot.
12 to 15.
A lot,
yeah.
Someone says they definitely do judge people that leave their carts. It's fine to judge people that leave their carts. That is a shameful thing to do.
There's a chance I say something.
I don't do it. I'm not sure I've ever left it.
I never have. There's never been a time I'm like, hey, we're in a hurry. Sorry, man.
No.
And once again, not
to put the cart away.
I'm not a heart surgeon on call. No. So
right.
The chance of me that if I'm at Walmart or Target or Hy-Vee or whatever, I have enough time. I have an extra 20 seconds to somehow get my life together.
Do that thing I told you. Stand at the front of it and whip it in there.
Yeah. up next, Michael says, good morning from Huntsville, Alabama. We left Hawaii. I'll be in Alabama for a few months before we go to Oklahoma. What is your favorite song from the band Alabama?
I don't know. Katrinka, weigh in, please.
Oh, song of the South
Katrinka, you're
is
listening.
A good one.
No, what's the one? Hang on.
South is
hang
good.
On. Hang on. I got to pull them up.
Yeah, we got to pull
them
up.
That's a good
up.
Question.
They have so many good songs.
God dang, yeah. How old is Michael? He can't be
he's
that old.
Be, I don't know. You met him before in Hawaii.
Yeah,
you
he's probably
him.
Your age, Jake. My guess he's your age.
I mean, they got the, if you want to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band.
Song of the South is a good one.
Song of the South is really good.
Sweet Potato Pie, yeah. Shut My Mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or Shut Your Mouth. I don't know which.
What they got like a 18-wheeler.
Oh, Roll on 18-Wheeler.
Yeah, Roll on 18-Wheeler. That's a good song. Yeah. Absolutely.
Alabama songs. Here we go.
No, mine's easy. Mountain Music.
That's okay. Play mountain, me some mountain music. Yes. Yes.
Oh, how about
like
Dixieland?
Grandma.
Yeah. Or is that Dixieland Delight?
Yeah.
That's a different song.
Is that a different song?
Dixieland Delight, really good. So back in our day, Jake,
Alabama
was big in our era, wasn't it, Jake? I mean, Steve.
They're really good.
It was
good.
Big.
They were big.
It
Alabama.
Was huge.
Everyone had an Alabama 8-track/cassette. Yes. Even those like going, I don't listen to country, they listen to Alabama.
They were huge.
Yeah.
They were a spell. There was a spell where they were huge. And yeah. Michael just texted in. He's your age.
34?
Yeah. Hello, Michael. He is Jake's age.
Well, yes. Alabama has many good options for best songs. Gator on the text line says, when you do your daily walks, do you have headphones or no headphones? If yes, what do you listen to?
No,
what's
I
your
don't.
You guys with the walks with the dogs? What do you?
I don't do headphones.
1 out of 20 headphones. Yeah. Other than that, no. You know why? I talk to Sugar.
Yeah.
I talk to my dog.
I don't want
to
be shut off from Bullet.
Yeah, I don't either at that. So I say 1 out of 20, I'll throw my headphones on for something. Usually I'll tell you what it is, usually I listen to a show on Sunday morning, like a podcast. And so if it's a Sunday morning walk, that is when I'll usually have it on.
I don't have headphones even, so it's not enough.
You don't own headphones?
Don't have headphones?
Just the ones I plug into my recorder for job stuff. Yeah. That's it. No, I don't. No.
And
why do you look at me like
I
that?
I think
and
that's
Steve,
a little
and
odd.
Steve will tell you this. Because if you don't, when you talk to your dog when you're walking, there's times like that, like Bo will do it and Sugar does. Like she turns around and looks back to see if you're there, and then the dog smiles at you, and then it's an incredible feeling. And all of a sudden she looks back and like gives you a smile, like don't need to, and smiles
happy.
At you, and you're and just like this is awesome. And I talked to her the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just laugh.
What do you talk to her about? Like, what's your conversation? I got to know what the conversations are.
It's not really. You don't have a back and forth.
I'm never like going like. Bullet things aren't. I mean, Sugar's things aren't going good today. Laura's, no, it's like that.
Just complaining to Sugar.
She's
your therapist.
So you'll all of a sudden be like, a dog will be behind the fence. I'm like always like, it's okay. We're good. Just a dog. Just another dog. Everything's fine.
We definitely have that conversation.
Yeah, have the conversation with our dog, and someone's coming up on us or whatever. Hey, we're fine. We got this.
Yeah, sometimes just something will blow, and I'll be like, well, it's just a stick.
Just a leaf. Just a leaf. Because right. The leaf could all of a sudden.
We just got text from Joe and Boulder and on YouTube from Trent saying they're both right now taking a walk with their headphones in to listen to the show.
Wow. Nice.
Both different people, Trent and Joe and Boulder. I want to walk right now with their headphones and listening to the show.
Joe and Boulder.
I'm going to go back on this. When I walk, Sugar basically said, like I said, it's never headphones. If I do something, if I'm going for a walk just myself, then I go headphones.
Headphones.
And I have headphones on. Yeah, so yeah, there's two different versions of my life.
Joe and Boulder, it would be a great candidate to come to Ruhlmann's.
Yeah, Ruhlmann's.
Make the drive, Joe. Come on.
Anyone else, text in who will be there. We kind of need to get this.
Joe, I'll do this. You've purchase things for us over the years. I will buy your $100.
Whoa.
I will pay.
How about that?
Yes, I will pay for it. Joe's got us so much stuff. It's the least
he's
I
got
can
his
do.
Beer. He's got his different spirits. Yeah, he's loaded us up. Gave me golf balls before.
Spirits.
Golf balls.
I love that.
Also, Greg in South Carolina, I'll handle yours too. That's it though.
Greg in Myrtle Beach?
Yeah.
Greg, please make an appearance. We've never seen Greg.
I think I've seen him.
I can't believe that we're going to meet the blanket.
We're going to meet
WP.
Wet Blanket. I can't pay for. Maybe you could pay for Wet Blanket. I'd love to meet Wet Blanket. God, Wet Blanket's been part of our show forever. Ever.
Always.
Maybe we can build a breaker through this. Maybe somebody come to the event that has no idea we even have a show.
We need to continue to build breakers.
Is there anyone out there that could bring some of the, that's a non-listener to see if maybe they would want to
sell them on the prime rib dinner and say, hey, there's a show also. Maybe you'll like the show.
I'm telling you, at that price, people right away you might say, $100 a whole.
Oh, that's a
steal. Two drink tickets.
Prime rib, baked potato, and dessert.
And
appetizer.
I'm telling you right now, if you did that, your price is over that. If you just went into almost any place there is and have that meal, it's more than that.
I mean, it's almost like just buy the meal. I mean, we'll be there. You don't even have to deal with us if you don't want to.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a $100 deal.
You could put earplugs in.
Headhunter just made reservations for two for the show. Headhunter.
Headhunter. Headhunter, thank you. Trent, have a good walk.
Phil, if you're listening, can you get an end piece? I like an end piece. When I get prime rib, I always get the end piece.
Is that right?
It's got more seasoning. Okay. That's what I like about it, yeah.
That is the mailbag, sponsored by Apply Connective Technologies. Hour 2 next, early break in the ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.